all of you this evening.
好，Harold 给长老给大家做个开始的祷告，也欢迎今天大家都能来。
I'm slowly getting to recognize some of the names that I see on the screen.
Harold 说他慢慢的应该可以认出一些在屏幕上的一些名字了。
I can recognize some of them in English. I can't recognize the Chinese ones.
但他只能认出这个用英文写的名字，或者是汉语拼音的，这个中文写的他就完全没办法了。
But we're glad to see you every week. Praise the Lord.
但是很高兴每个星期都能看见大家，赞美主。
So tonight we're going to carry on our studies.But before we do so, we need to tell the Lord how much we're dependent on Him. So let's pray.
我们开始这个讲课之前呢，我们先要告诉主，我们多希望，多么依靠他的帮助，所以我们现在开始祷告。
Lord, we're thankful for the Bible.
我们为圣经感谢你。
Sometimes we say, what would we do if we didn't have a Bible? We wouldn't know what to do.
有的时候我们会说，哎呀，要是我们没有圣经的话该怎么办？我们就不知道该怎么办了。
But in your love and mercy, you have given us this wonderful book. We thank you for it this evening.
但是在您的爱和怜悯当中，您给了我们这圣经，我们为此感谢你。
And we thank you that the Holy Spirit has been given to us to teach us.
我们也感谢您赐下圣灵来教导我们。
And we thank you that he has enlightened, his people so that there are teachers who have been led by the Spirit to teach us.
我们感谢圣灵照亮了属他的人，让那些做教师的能够教导我们。
And so we pray that tonight the Lord will just speak through Eric and through others who might contribute. And we pray, Lord, that your truth will enter our hearts.
我们今天请求您借着 Eric 和其他的弟兄教导我们，使这真理能够进到我们的心里。
And as James would pray, we would say, Lord, we want to be not just hearers of the word, we want to be doers also. And we pray that you will help us to that end.
主，我们也祈求，求您帮助我们不仅成为听道的，也成为那行道的，盼望您能够让我们做到这一点。
And so now, Lord, we give thanks looking to you for much blessing.
我们为此感恩，也祈求您给我们更多的祝福。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
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 Thank you, Harold. We have been, starting a series...on the coming of the Lord, the very important doctrine of the coming of the Lord himself.
我们现在一直在讲的一个系列呢，是关于主再来的，就关于主再来的真理呢，是非常重要的一个真理。
Tonight we're going to look at the phases of his return.
今天呢，我们要看他来的，他再来的几个阶段。
And first of all,We'd like to do just a little review, to a look back, at where we have come from and the ground that we have covered so far.
首先呢，我们想要简短的回顾一下我们过去几周已经讲过的，让我们能够建立好一个这个基础。
Now, could you please put up that, screen, please, of the two comings?The top one first. You're familiar with this little sketch.
大家可能都熟悉这个画的这幅小画了啊。
When the Old Testament prophets looked from their perspective and they wrote, they did not see that there was a difference between the two comings of the Lord.
这个是那个旧约的先知，当他们写旧约的时候呢，他们是分辨不出主的两次再来的。
From their perspective, the two comings merge together into one.
从他们的角度来看呢，主的两次再来呢，就融合在了一起。
They could not see that there was an interval in between.
他们看不见主的两次再来中间呢有 很大的一个间隔。
So they were much perplexed because some scriptures would speak of a suffering Messiah. Others would speak of the glorious return of him as king.
他们一定呢会有很多的困惑因为有些经文呢讲的是一个受苦的弥赛亚有的经文呢又讲的是他在荣耀中来归来的一个王的形象。
But we with our New Testament perspective, we can see the two comings clearly.
但是我们从新约的角度呢就能把这两个主两次来呢看得很清楚了。
We see that there were actually two comings, not one coming, but two comings.
实际上我们知道主是来了两次而不是只是一次。
His first coming was as a babe in a manger, then his rejection, as Messiah. He suffered, and then he died on the cross as the substitute for sin.
他第一次来呢是以婴儿降生在马槽里然后呢他作为弥赛亚被他以色列的民所拒绝然后他受难受苦然后死在十字架上替所有的人付上了罪的赎罪祭。
But he also promised that he would come again in power and glory and fulfill the other parts of the Old Testament prophecies concerning the Messiah.
但是圣经也神也应许他还会再来去应验旧约的预言里面关于他的荣耀的以君王的形式再来的这部分。
Now with these two comings separated, we can see very clearly that there is an interval between them, and that interval was a mystery age. It was not seen in the Old Testament.
我们现在看得很清楚，他是来了两次，然后中间呢有一个很长的间隔期。这中间这个间隔期呢，就是教会的奥秘。
And during this mystery age of the church, God is calling out a people, both Jew and Gentile, to Himself.
在这奥秘的教会时代呢，神就一个一个的呼召，不管是犹太人和外邦人来归给他。
And so his two comings, the Lord Jesus' two comings, it would be the suffering first, and then the glory that will follow.
所以主耶稣两次来呢，是首先是先要受难，然后呢才是得荣耀。
Now we've discovered a very important principle in interpreting prophecy.
然后我们还学习了预言的这个圣经的两个原则。
And that principle is that we interpret the scriptures literally.
一个原则呢就是我们按字面的意思来解经。
If the scriptures make plain sense, then we seek no other meaning.
如果这个经文本身的意思就已经很讲得通的话，我们不需要再寻求更多的意思了。
Now when we read the Gospels, we find that the first coming of the Lord to earth was fulfilled completely literally.
我们从福音书上可以看到，主的第一次再来呢，已经是完全的应验了所有他第一次再来的预言。
Some have counted over 300 individual prophecies that he fulfilled when he came the first time.
他第一次来呢应验了至少有300，应该是300多个旧约的关于他的预言。
So in order to be consistent in our Bible study, we should interpret the second coming literally as well.
我们要为了保持我们解经的一致性呢，既然他第一次再来的预言都是按字面意思应验的，那他第二次的再来的预言也应该是这样。
Now you can take down that picture momentarily. We may bring it up again later.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now in session two, we looked at another very important principle.
然后我们又学习了第二个非常重要的解经的原则。
And that is in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15.
那就是提摩太后书的二章十五节。
We read there Paul's exhortation to Timothy, who was a teacher.
这是保罗呢给提摩太，提摩太也是一个教师，给他的一个劝勉。
And he said, "Be diligent to present yourselves approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth."
他说你当竭力在神面前得蒙喜悦，做无愧的工人，按着正义分解真理的道。
Now to rightly divide the word of truth, that means the scriptures do not all are not all addressed to the same person, same people.
按正义分解神的道呢，的意思是，不是每一段圣经都是对着每相同的人讲的。
We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 32.
我们读到了哥林多前书的十章三十二节。
That God, in his government of the earth, and in his purposes, he reveals three different classes of people.
神对这地上世人的管理呢，他是把人分成了三群人。
We read here in chapter 10 of 1 Corinthians and verse 32, give no offense either to the Jews or to the Greeks, which is another term for Gentile, or to the church of God.
三十二节，不拘是犹太人，是希腊人，希腊人也就是外邦人的代名词，是神的教会，你们都不要使他跌倒。
So the world today is split into three categories: the Jew, the Gentile, and the Church of God.
也就是说，今天地上的世人分成三类：一是犹太人，一个是外邦人，一个是神的教会。
Now, especially when we're talking about prophecy, we must distinguish between God's purposes for those three categories.
当我们特别是要查考预言的时候，我们一定要区分这三类人，神给他们都有不同的计划。
The Jew, of course, refers to literal Israel.
这里面犹太人呢，说的就是以色列这个民族的人。
That is Abraham's natural seed.To whom the promises were given for a land and a future kingdom.
以色列人呢，就是亚伯拉罕肉身的子孙。对于他们呢，神是应许了他们地上的土地和将来要来的国度。
The Gentiles then are all the other nations.
外邦人呢，就是除以色列以外，其他的世界各国的人。
And in the future message, we're going to look at.The times of the Gentiles and see what God has in store for the Gentile nations.
我们以后的学习呢，会专门去看看外邦人的时代，神为他们是有什么样的计划。
The third category, the church, is not spiritual Israel as some teach, but they are believers, both Jew and Gentile, baptized into one body.
第三类神的教会，它并不是像有人教导的说是属灵的以色列人，不是的，它就是信主得救的犹太人或者外邦人，他们受圣灵洗归入同一个身体。
And when that body is complete, then the Lord promised to return personally to receive the church to Himself.
当这个身体就是教会。完成了的时候呢，主耶稣自己，他应许过他自己会来，教会迎接到他那里去。
Now, the two categories, the church and Israel, There's no problem really with the Gentiles. But some people get the church and Israel mixed up.
犹太人和外邦人之间没有什么太难区分的，神的教会和犹太和外邦人之间也没有太难的，但是很多人都把犹太人和神的教会之间混起来了。And
we looked at some contrasts between the church and Israel.
我们学习过一些犹太人和神的教会之间的不同差别。
And we'll just review a couple of them tonight.
我们今天可以简短地回顾其中的一些。
When Paul speaks of the church as a mystery, which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets. Ephesians 3:5.
在以弗所书的3章5节里面呢, 保罗说就是教会呢在旧约的时代是一个隐藏的奥秘，没有向地上的人启示，但是在新约呢是借着神的这个圣使徒把这个奥秘启示出来。And
he further in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 9, he says that this was a mystery that was kept hidden in God from the beginning of the world.
而且他继续在以弗所书的3章9节里面呢，他说，这是历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘。Now
Israel is never spoken of as a mystery.
圣经从来没有说以色列人是一个奥秘。The
Old Testament is largely a literal history of a nation, no mystery at all.
旧约的历史呢，就是一个真实的民族的历史，完全不是什么奥秘。
And besides, we still have Israel or the Jew with us today.
而且今天呢，我们依然还有犹太人生活在这个地球上。
The church began at Pentecost.
教会呢，是从五旬节开始建立的。
Because when the Lord Jesus was here in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18, he said that the church was still future. I will build my church.
主耶稣在马太福音16章14节里面呢，他那时候他说，的事情呢，教会还是未来的事情。他说，我将要建立我的教会。So
the church began at Pentecost, but the nation of Israel began with a call of Abraham.
所以教会是从五旬节开始的，但是以色列这个民族呢，是从呼召亚伯拉罕开始的。
And the church is called the body of Christ, and Christ is the head of the church.
教会呢, 被称为基督的身体, 基督呢, 是教会的头。
Whereas Abraham was the head of Israel.
而亚伯拉罕呢, 是以色列的头。
And membership in the church is by spiritual birth, whereas for the Jew or those in Israel, their membership in the nation was by natural birth.
你要成为教会的一员呢，你是需要从圣灵重生的。那你要成为以色列民族的一员呢，你是从肉身从以色列人生出来就可以了。And
again, our citizenship and our hope is all in heaven for the church.
还有一个区别就是我们教会的国籍啊，还有我们的盼望都是在天上的。Whereas
for the Jew, they had an earthly hope. The Messiah would come and they would be able to return to their land.
但以色列国呢，他们是有一个地上的盼望的，就是弥赛亚会来，他们会回到他们的应许之地去。Of
course, believing Jews would certainly go to heaven, that's for sure.
当然，相信的以色列人，他们当然会去天堂，这是肯定的。But
the Old Testament prophets over and over again speak of a return to their land when there will be a time of great blessing.
但是旧约的先知呢，一遍一遍的预言说，将来会有那么一天，他们都会回到那个应，所有的以色列人都会回到应许之地，那时候他们就会得到大祝福。And
then when it comes to the destiny of the church and the destiny of Israel, they are separate as well.
我们再看教会和这个以色列人他们的这个终局啊，这个最终的命运也是不同的。
The church is going to be taken home to heaven when the Lord personally comes for us, the church, and it's called the rapture.
教会呢，就是当主亲自来接教会的时候呢，我们都会被提，然后跟他一起回到天上。
We're going to spend an evening on the rapture of the church.
我们会花一晚上的时间来讲教会被提。
But Israel's hope is not a heavenly hope at the rapture. Its hope was when all Israel will be redeemed and they will inherit the earth.
那以色列人的盼望呢？他们不是一个天上的盼望，他们也不会被提。他们的盼望呢，是全部都会被赎回来，然后回到他们在地上的应许之地。
Now, session three, we looked at the backbone of prophecy.
我们的第三讲呢，讲的就是这预言的骨干。
Each of our messages so far have contained a very important principle of interpretation.
所以我们现在讲的这些信息呢，都是包含了，都是运用了很重要的解经的原则。
The first was to be able to interpret literally.
首先的第一个原则就是要按字面的意思解经。
Second, we must differentiate between the church in Israel and the Gentile.
第二个原则呢，就是我们要区分预言是到底是对犹太人讲的，还是对教会讲的，还是对外邦人讲的。
But 2 weeks ago, we looked at Daniel chapter 9, and there we find the backbone or the structure of Bible prophecy.
两周前呢，我们讲的是但以理书九章，它那个但以理书九章呢，是关于整个预言的一个骨干，一个结构。
Now turn with me, please, again to Daniel chapter 9.
大家跟我一起翻到但以理书九章。
And we'll just do a quick review of this very important doctrine.
快速的回顾一下这个非常重要的教义。
Now, do you mind putting up that screen again? The lower one, if possible. Yes, thank you. Okay, in Daniel chapter 9 and verse 24.
但以理书的九章二十四节。
Daniel has been being instructed in the future of his nation Israel by the angel Gabriel.
天使加百列呢正在告诉但以理以色列国将来要发生的事情。
And he explains the future for Israel. Verse 24.
他在解释以色列国的未来。看24节。
70 weeks are determined for your people and for your holy city to finish the transgression, to make an end of sins, to make reconciliation for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy.
为你本国之民和你圣城已经定了70个期，要止住罪过，除尽罪恶，赎尽罪孽，引进永义。封住异象和预言，并高至圣者。
And so this, the blueprint or the plan for the people of Israel would be 70 weeks of years, meaning 490 years.
所以以色列的那个未来啊，的蓝图啊，就是70个期，也就是490年。
Now, notice that in verse 24 at the beginning, it's 70 weeks are determined for your people, that is Israel, and for your holy city, that is Jerusalem.
我们看24节的一开始他就说为你本国之民就是以色列和你圣城就是耶路撒冷。
He is not here speaking of the church.
他这里并没有讲到教会，他不是对教会说的。
And here we can apply those first two principles we take it literally, and we can see that this is to a specific people, the Jew himself.
所以你看我们在这里运用了两个刚才 说到的解经的原则，第一个就是按字面解经，第二个就是区分到底是对谁说的，这里就是对以色列人说的。
So after 70 weeks or 490 years, here a list of things that must be accomplished.
在这490年过完呢，有几件事情必须要发生。
Finish the transgression and make an end of sins, to make reconciliation for iniquity, bring in everlasting righteousness. Now those four things have not been fulfilled yet. Everlasting righteousness has not been brought in yet.
是哪几件事呢？就是后面说的要止住罪过，除尽罪恶，赎尽罪孽，引进永义，这四件事呢都还没有发生，现在完全没有把永义给引进来。
Today the Jew, although they've come back into their land, they have come back in unbelief and in still in their sinful condition.
今天以色列人虽然已经回到了那片土地，但是他们是以还是现在还是不信的状态，他们还是在不信的罪中的。
And when he talks about this, to seal up vision and prophecy, that is the completion of it, to wrap it up, to complete it.
然后我们看到第五件事就是封住异象和预言，这就是指所有的预言和异象全部都实现了，全部都结束了。
The Messiah has not come to earth again in power and glory.
以赛亚还没有在荣耀和全能中来到地上。
There's all those Old Testament prophecies to be fulfilled when it speaks about him coming to earth to set up his kingdom and put down his enemies.
只有当他再回来，他在地上统治，制服他，击败他所有的敌人的时候，这所有旧约的预言才能够完全的应验。
And lastly, the temple to anoint the most holy. That speaks of the most holy place in the new temple, the millennial temple of which Ezekiel speaks about in his last chapters.
最后一个是定高至圣者，或作至圣所。这里的至圣所指的就是新的那个圣殿，就是在千禧年里的圣殿，就是以西结书在他最后的几章里面所描述的那个新的圣殿。
Now the death of Christ has made this possible, but it won't be, there will not be the fulfillment of it until the Jews are brought back into their land and the Lord deals with them at his second coming to earth.
基督的死呢，使这一切都成为了可能。但他最终的应验呢，是要等以色列人全部都回到这地上，神按照他的计划对以色列人执行所有的旨意以后才能够实现的。
So that's the whole plan for Israel, 70 weeks, going to 490 years.
所以这70个期呢，就是490年，就是对以色列的所有的预言了。
But the 70 weeks are broken up into three portions.
然后这70个期呢，又分成三段。
We read in verse 25.
25节我们读到。
Know therefore and understand that the going forth of the command to restore and build Jerusalem until Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again and the wall even in troublous times.
你当知道当明白，从初令重新建造耶路撒冷直到有受膏君的时候，必有七个期和62个期，正在艰难的时候，耶路撒冷城连接带好都必重新建造。
So there's that 7 and 62 make 69 weeks.
这七个期和62个期加起来就是69个期。
When the command went forth to restore and build Jerusalem, that date is well fixed in history.
这里面说的从初令重新建造耶路撒冷， 这个日子在历史上是完全已经能够找出确切的日期的。
That edict went forth in 445 BC.
这一天呢就发生在公元前445年。
Then he mentions there the 7 weeks.
然后他又提到七个期。
49 years.
就是49年。
It took 49 years to completely restore Jerusalem, all its streets and, the wall, the streets, the houses, to completely rebuild Jerusalem took 49 years.
耶路撒冷城的整个的建造过程呢就用掉了这个49年，就是包括城墙、街道和所有的房屋建造完就花了49年。
Then we have another figure, 62 weeks, which we add to that 7.
然后七个期以后呢又有一个数字就是62个期。
That brings a total of 69 weeks, or 483 years.
一共加起来呢是69个期就是483年。
Now it has been calculated out to the very day that 483 years, the Lord Jesus, to the day, rode into Jerusalem and presented himself officially as the Messiah.
这483年后的那一天呢，就刚好是主耶稣基督正式的，骑着驴进入耶路撒冷，以弥赛亚的身份正式的进入圣城的那一天。
So 69 weeks until Messiah would be cut off. Verse 26, after the 62 weeks, the 7 weeks plus the 62 after the second segment, which would make a total of 69 weeks, the Messiah would be cut off.
26节，过了62个期。前面已经有了七个期，再加上六十二个期，就是一共六十九个期，就是483年。那受膏者必被剪除。
So that happened within the week following the Lord Jesus presenting himself as the Messiah, he was cut off.
这个被剪除这件事呢，就发生在主骑驴进耶路撒冷城以后的一周之内就发生了。
Now the rest of verse 26, that verse 26 tells of the destruction of Jerusalem, which happened, shortly after, 40 years after the Lord was crucified.
26节后半段呢讲的就是耶路撒冷城被毁灭这件事呢就发生在主耶稣死之后的40年就是一代人之后。
Now notice it says there that it's the people of the prince who is to come.
他说有必有一王的民来毁灭这城。
That is the Romans. They were the ones that destroyed Jerusalem.They were the people, the Romans, of the prince who is to come. That is the revived Roman Empire.
这里的民呢，就是指罗马人，是他们毁了耶路撒冷。这里的王呢，就是将来要复兴的罗马帝国的那个王。
When we study the times of the Gentiles, we will look at this, more closely.
当我们以后来学习外邦人的时代的时候呢，我们会更仔细的来查考这些内容。
The prince who is to come, of course, is the Antichrist.
这里面这个王呢，就是指敌基督了。
No, it's not Antichrist who destroys the city, but it's the people of the prince who is to come.
这个当然不是敌基督毁灭了耶路撒冷，是敌基督的民，就是他。统治下的罗马人毁灭的耶路撒冷。
Now the rest of that verse refers to the revival of the old Roman Empire and its eventual destruction when the Lord Jesus comes from heaven.
然后后面呢讲的就是这个罗马帝国的复兴和他最终的荒凉之势，等到主再来的时候。
But there's a gap there. What happened when Messiah was cut off?
但是他中间有一个有一个间隔，当以赛亚被剪除了之后。
What about the last week or the last 7 years?
那最后的这七年，就是最后的一期，又会发生什么呢？
The Antichrist has not come and confirmed a covenant with Israel.
就是敌基督会来和以色列人呢订立一个和平条约。
So the events of that last week, they have not been fulfilled historically. They are yet future.
所以这个最后七年里的事呢，现在还没有发生，那是将来要发生的事。
With the rejection of the Messiah and his crucifixion, that is his cutting off, the kingdom is postponed.
从弥赛亚，这个受膏者被剪除的那一刻呢，这个以色列的这个国度呢就被暂停了，就被停了。
The prophetic clock stops.
这预言的时钟呢就暂停了。
And Israel is set aside as a nation.
以色列作为一个民族呢，就被神放到了一边。
But only temporarily.
但只是暂时的。
And then this mystery age, the mystery of the church, it begins at that time.
然后同时呢，这个奥秘的时代，就是这个教会的时代就开始了。
And it, as we know,And have mentioned already that it began at Pentecost and it's going to end with the rapture of the church.
教会时代呢就从五旬节开始以教会被提为结束。
And once this mystery age is completed, then the prophetic clock will start again.
当这个教会时代结束了以后呢，关于以色列的这个预言的时钟又重新开始计时了。
Now I'd like to look at the ahead now and do a sketch of what we're going to cover in the next few weeks.
You mean the first one?
No, we can take that down for now if you don't mind. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'd like to look at the Lord's coming. He promised that he would come for his church. But that also he's going to come to the earth and set up his kingdom.
我们一直在讲主再来，主会为了教会而来，但是他也会来到这地上建立他的国度。
Now there's a lot of confusion about the Lord's coming and the timing of his coming.
对，关于主再来呢，有很多的困惑的地方，特别是他的这个来的几个时点当中有很多困惑。
Turn with me to a scripture. Revelation chapter 1.
我们翻到启示录的一章。
Revelation chapter 1 and verse 8.
第八节。
This is the Lord Jesus himself speaking.
这是主耶稣基督自己在说话。
He identifies himself as the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end.
他说他自己是阿尔法，是俄米伽，俄米伽就是开始的，也是末后的。
And he goes on to say who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty.
是昔在、今在、以后、永在的全能者。
Here he reveals himself as the ever-coming one.
他这里面称自己是那个自由拥有的那一位。
Now that may sound rather strange.
这听起来有一点奇怪。
But when you think about it, he came to have fellowship with Adam and Eve in the garden.
好像就是他曾经来过和亚当夏娃在伊甸园里有过相交团契的关系。
He came and walked with the righteous like Noah or Enoch before the flood. He walked with him.
然后他也和这地上的义人呢同行过，像和以诺和挪亚同行过。
He appeared to Abraham.
他也向亚伯拉罕显现过。
And Moses.
也向摩西显现过。
And many of the Old Testament prophets, the Lord appeared.
还有旧约的很多先知，主都向他们显现过。
He even dwelt with among the children of Israel in the tabernacle in the wilderness and then later in the temple.
而且他也在旷野的时候住在这帐幕里面，在应许之地，他们进到应许之地的时候住在圣殿里面。
And then he came in the flesh.
然后最后呢，他是道成肉身来的。
He dwelt with us.
他跟我们住在一起。
It's always God's purpose that he would create man to have fellowship with him, and so he would come to him.
神一直的他的旨意呢都是他造人，然后他可以跟人一起同住。
When the Lord Jesus came, he came to his own, it says.
圣经里面说当主道成人来的时候呢他是到了自己人那里。
But his own rejected him.
但是他的人却不接受他。
And so Israel was set aside for a time, but now in this interval of grace, God has a program for his bride.
所以以色列人呢就暂时被神放在了一边，然后在中间这个教会时代呢，神就建立了他的耶稣呢就建立了他的教会，就是他的新娘。
He's still coming. He's the ever coming one. Look at John chapter 14.
所以他还会再来的，他就是一直来到地上的那一位。我们看约翰福音15章。
John chapter 14 and
14章
verse 18.
18节。
He had told them that he's going away, but that I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you.
主耶稣告诉他们他要走，但是呢，他又说我不撇下你们为孤儿，我必到你们这里来。
And it's true, when he rose from the dead, he appeared to his disciples. He came to be with them.
这是真的，因为当他复活了以后呢，他就向他的门徒显现，也跟他们的门徒在一起。
But turn to verse 21.
但是我们再看21节。
He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him.
21节说，有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的，爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。
That is,He manifests himself to us. Does he not do that to us on a daily basis?
那这里面的意思是说他向我们显现，他今天难道不是每天都向我们显现吗？
That's his coming. He every day he meets with us.
这就是他来的意思了，他每一天都来跟我们相遇。
Also, if as he comes to us now in manifestation,But he also promised that he will come for us at the rapture.
他不仅到我们这里来，就像这里面说的向我们显现，而且他要专门为我们而来，那就是教会被提了。
Look at the same chapter, John chapter 14.
我们看这个同样一章，约翰福音十四章。
And verse 3.
第三节。
He says,If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also.
我若去为你们预备的地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，叫你们也在那里。
So in this interval of race, of grace, rather, he's still coming. And he came to us.Now, he came for us, he will come for us rather, but also he's going to come with us once we are with him.
嗯，因为在这个中间间隔的这个恩典时代呢，主耶稣基督一直是来的。像我们刚才说的，他会向我们显现，而且呢，他将来会为我们而来，把我们教会提走，而且还有最后呢，他会和我们一起回来，来到这地上统治。
Look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 3.
我们看看帖撒罗尼迦前书的三章。
And verse 13.
13节。
He says, so that he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before God our Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints.
好使你们当我们主耶稣同他众圣徒来的时候，这就是他和众圣徒一起来的时候，在我们父神面前心里坚固，成为圣洁，无可责备。
So he's the source of all creation. He's the end of all things.
因为他是一切受造物的起头，结束。
And as the ever-coming one, he began God's program, and he's going to finish God's program.
所以在他的一直的来到地上，来到地上显现这个过程中呢，他是开始了神的计划，也会做完神的计划。
He is, and he was, and he is to come.
他以前来过，他现在正在向我们显现，他将来还会再来。
Now, that may all sound a little bit strange, a little bit new maybe, but it's scriptural, but not often thought about.
这是听起来有点奇怪的，可能大家第一次听到这样的说法，但这是和圣经的。
What I'd like to do for the rest of our time here is look at four definite phases of the Lord's future return.
但是我们用剩下的时间呢，来讲四个具体的主将来再来的四个阶段。
There's four phases. There's the beginning. There's the course of his coming, his manifestation to the world, and then the grand climax at the end of the ages.
就是他来的先是起头，然后是这个过程，然后是他的显现，然后最后是这个高潮。
When we look at the word the coming of the Lord, it's a Greek word meaning parousia.
当我们说这个主再来这个词的时候呢，在希腊里语这个它有一个专门的词，就是 parousia。
The word literally means to come alongside.
这个词的意思就是并行而来。
It's a very common term that's used about the Lord's coming.
这是讲主再来的时候常用的一个词。
It literally means a presence. When we think of a coming, we think of one single event. But this is not one single event, but actually it's a series of events.
这个词的意思呢，就是同在的意思。当我们想到主再来呢，我们可能想的就是一个一次性的动作，他来了。但实际上它是一个一系列的动作，是一个过程。
So the coming of the Lord, the second coming of the Lord is not a single event, but actually it stretches over a period of time.
所以主再来呢，它不是一个单一的事件，而是一个展开来的一段时间。
And we're going to look at these four stages or four phases of this.
我们来看就是主再来的这个整个过程的四个阶段。
So the coming of the Lord, it refers not only to the arrival of a person, but actually their stay when they do come.
所以这个主再来呢，不仅仅是指他到达那一件事，而是他来了以后还停留这整个过程。
For example, 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 6.
我们看哥林多后书的七章六节。
2 Corinthians verse 7, or chapter 7 and verse 6. Paul is speaking about the visit of Titus, how much of an encouragement it was to him.
保罗呢, 在这里是讲, 提多来看他, 对他是多么大的一个鼓励。
Verse 6, nevertheless, or let's read from verse 5.
我们从第五节开始读。
For indeed, when we came to Macedonia, our bodies had no rest, but we were troubled on every side. Outside were conflicts, inside were fears. Nevertheless, God who comforts the downcast comforted us by the coming of Titus. And not only by his coming, but also by the consolation with which he was comforted in you when he told us of your earnest desire, your mourning, your zeal for me, so that I rejoiced even more.
从第五节读到第七节，我们从前就是到了马其顿的时候，身体也不得安宁，周围遭患难，外有征战，内有惧怕。但那安慰丧气之人的神，借着提多来安慰了我们，不但借着他来，也借着他从你们所得的安慰，安慰了我们。 因他把你们的想念、哀痛和向我们的热心都告诉了我，叫我更加欢喜。So
Titus not only arrived in Macedonia, but he visited Paul and comforted him there and encouraged him.
不仅是到了马其顿，而且他去看望了保罗，而且安慰了他，鼓励了他。
Let's look at a second Peter chapter 1 verse 16.
你再看看彼得后书的一章十六节。
Second Peter chapter 1 verse 16. Again, the word parousia or coming is here in this verse.
这句话里面就提到他来这个词了。
For we did not follow cunningly devised fables when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他说我们从前将我们主耶稣基督的大能和他降临的事，降临就是他来的事告诉你们。
But he says we were eyewitnesses of his majesty.
乃是亲眼见过他的威荣。
Now that's the same word. The word coming or presence with.
这里面的降临, 也是来的意思, 也是和我们同在的意思。
They had climbed up the mountain with him, and they were at the top of the mountain when he suddenly was transfigured before them.
这就是讲变相山的事情, 彼得和主一起到了山上, 然后主在他们的面前变了形象。
They saw Moses and Elijah and they heard the voice from heaven.
他们看到了摩西和以利亚,
It was not only an arrival, him coming and manifesting his glory. That's what he did there. He manifested his official glory there. A little preview of when he will come in power and glory after the tribulation period.
所以在那个变相山上呢，主耶稣不仅来了，而且呢向他们显明，也向他们展示了他的这个荣耀和全能，是让他们预先的看到将来在大灾难以后呢，主耶稣基督会在荣耀和全能中再来到地上的时候的景象。
So we mustn't think of the coming of the Lord as only one single event.
所以我们不要认为错误的认为主的降临呢是一个单次的事件。The
coming of the Lord, the future coming of the Lord is going to stretch over an undefined amount of time.
所以主将来的这个再来呢，它会是一段展开的时间，而这时间多长呢，也是不确定的。
Let's look at the first phase of his coming, though.
我们先来看看他未来降临的第一个阶段。
The beginning.
就是开头，开始的阶段。
That is the rapture of the church.
这个开始的阶段就是教会被提。
Next week, Lord willing, we're going to go into that, subject in detail, so that we have a good understanding of what the rapture is, who's going to be raptured, and so on, when we're going to be raptured.
若主许可呢，我们下周呢会花时间具体来看这个教会被提这个话题，看谁能够被提，怎么被提，什么时候被提等等这些细节。
Today we're just going to look at a brief overview.
我们今天呢只是很粗略的简短的看一下。
The very first event that is going to take place is when he removes his bride before the tribulation happens.
所以主要做的第一件事情呢，就是在大灾难开始之前呢，他要把他的新娘给取走。
The tribulation period is a time of outpouring of God's wrath.
因为大灾难的时期呢，是神倾倒愤怒在地上的时期。
If we think of the church as the body of Christ, God will not punish his body, his son, twice. We are his body.
如果我们说教会是基督的身体的话呢，神不会两次去把愤怒倾倒在他儿子的身上，因为我们是他的身体，我们是基督的身体。
If we think of the church in its relationship with the Lord Jesus as the bride, he will not punish his bride.Who ever thought of doing that?
如果我们说教会是主耶稣基督的新娘的话呢，他绝对不会惩罚他的新娘的。谁能去想到做这样的事情呢？
Now quickly we're going to look at three very important scriptures concerning the rapture tonight, which we'll go into detail later, greater detail later.
我们今天呢，先要查看呢三段关于教会被提的经文。那具体的细节呢我们以后再查。
The first is John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章。
John chapter 14. Reading from verse 1.
从第一节开始读。
Let not your heart be troubled. They were much troubled there.
你们的心里不要忧愁，当时门徒们心里是很忧愁的。
They were troubled because there in verse 33, he had told them that he was going away, and where he was going, they couldn't come.
他们之所以忧愁呢，是在上一章的33节里面，主跟他们说，我要去的地方你们不能到。
So he comforts them, and he tells them that he is personally going to come again for them.
主耶稣在这里就安慰他们，也告诉他们，他将来会亲自来接他们的。
Verse 2. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also.
第二节和第三节，在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去，我若去为你们预备的地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，叫你们也在哪里。
Where is he going to take his bride?
他要把他的新娘接到哪里去呢？
Well, to his father's house. That's where the son would bring his bride.
就是接到他父的家里，每一个新郎不都是把新娘接到他父的家里去吗？
And not only that, he's personally going to bring the bride.
而且不仅是这样，而且是他自己要亲自来接新娘的。
I will come, he says, and receive you to myself.
他说我会来，我必再来接你们到我那里去。
So he's going to come personally for us.
所以他会亲自来接我们的。
The second scripture you'd like to look at is 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
我们看第二段经文呢，就是帖撒罗尼迦前书的四章。
First Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 and 17.
16节.
For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up or snatched away. Raptured is the Latin. We get that from the Latin word. Caught up to meet together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air.
16、17节，因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响，那在基督里死了的人必先复活，以后我们这活着还存留的人必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇，这样我们就要和主永远同在。
So we're going to be taken suddenly and secretly from this earth.
我们会突然的秘密的从这地上被提走。
It's going to be united because the dead in Christ first, and then all us who are alive and remain are going to be caught up.
而且我们会一起被提的，是先是在基督里死了的人，然后是我们这些活着的人。
So he's coming personally, he's coming suddenly, and he's going to take us completely, the whole church. 1 Corinthians 15.
所以呢，他会亲自来，第二个呢，他会突然来，第三个呢，他会完全的把教会都提走。
First Corinthians chapter 15 and verse
50 to 52.
As I say, we will look at these scriptures in greater detail next week.
我们下周呢会仔细的再具体的查考这三段经文。我们今天只是把这三段经文读出来。
But just one thought from verses 50 to 52.
50到52节呢，我今天只提一点。
Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye at the last trump. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed.
弟兄们，我告诉你们说，血肉之体不能承受神的国，必朽坏的不能承受不朽坏的。我如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你们，我们不是都要睡觉，乃是都要改变。就在一霎时，眨眼之间，号筒末次吹响的时候，因号筒要响，死人要复活，成为不朽坏的，我们也要改变。
Just two thoughts from this passage.
我讲，从这一段讲两点。
The first is that it's going to be so sudden that there will be no time to think.
这个时间会非常短，非常突然，甚至都没有去思想的时间，没有时间去想。
Be changed, it says, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye.
他说在一霎时，眨眼之间，我们就都要改变。
The tribulation saint, those that go through the tribulation period,the Jew and the Gentile, they're going to see signs in heaven and earth beneath. They're going to see the Son of Man coming in clouds of glory.
在大灾难时期走，就是经过大灾难时期的圣徒，无论是犹太人还是外邦人，他们呢会看见天上和地上出现很多的征兆，而且他会看见人子呢是驾着云而来的。
There are no signs given for the church's rapture.
但是圣经没有给教会被提任何的征兆。
It is instantaneous.
是瞬间完成的事情。
We'll be in his presence.
我们一下子就到了他的面前了。
And the second thought that I'd like to draw from here today, and that is that we shall all be changed. No saint is going to be left behind.
第二点我要强调的就是我们都要改变，没有任何一个信徒会被落下的。
He will have all his saints in heaven, the bride in its entirety.
所以所有的圣徒都会在天上和他在一起。这个新娘呢是一个完整的新娘。
So that's the beginning of his second coming.
这是主再次降临的开头阶段。
And then once the church is with Christ, there are some events that will be taking place in heaven when we're with him.
当新娘已经跟新郎基督在一起了以后呢，天上会发生一些事情的。
The earth is going to be experiencing the terrible events of the tribulation period.
地上也会经历那个最可怕的大灾难时期。
But the first event that takes place is that we are going to meet at the judgment seat of Christ.
首先要发生的第一件事情呢，就是我们要来到基督的审判台前。
And that is the A judgment seat of Christ is not judgment to condemnation, but judgments for reward.
但是这个审判台呢，不是为了定罪的审判，而是给奖赏的审判。
That's when the Lord Jesus gives his approbation, his approval, and says, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord."
这是主耶稣给出他的奖赏他的肯定的时候，他说你们这忠心良善的仆人做得好，进来跟我一起享受快乐吧。
In one other place he says, Behold, I come quickly and my reward is with me.
有一处地方他说他我很快就会来，而且会带着我的奖赏来。
So that's called the judgment seat of Christ. And that happens probably very, very quickly. It's heaven's time, so we don't knowhow much time it takes on earth. We have no way of knowing.
所以这个是天上发生的第一件事情，就是基督台前的审判。它应该是很快就发生的，但是呢，因为它是在天上的时间，我们在地上是没有办法知道到底是多久的。
Again, we'll be looking at the judgment seat of Christ in detail at a later time.
我们也在随后的学习中呢，会具体看这个基督台前的审判。
The second event,that will take place in heaven is the presentation of the bride to her groom at the marriage of the Lamb.
在天上发生的第二件事呢，就是正式的把新娘交给她的新郎基督。
Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书的五章。
Ephesians chapter 5:25. Husband, love your wives as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, thathe might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that should she be holy and without blemish.
你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己，要用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁，可以献给自己，做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁，没有瑕疵的。
So that's the presentation, we might say, of the bride to her groom.
所以这就是把新娘献给新郎的这样的一个仪式。
And the marriage of the Lamb, we read in Revelation chapter 19.
也就是羔羊的婚宴，我们可以看启示录的十九章。
Verse 7.
第七节。
Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready, and to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints.
我们要欢喜快乐, 将荣耀归给他, 因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了, 心腹也自己预备好了, 就蒙恩得穿光明, 洁白的细麻衣, 这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
Now, where it says there in that verse 7, the marriage of the Lamb has come, that is in the aorist, or the past tense in the Greek. That's a completed act. In other words, by at the end of the book of tribulation, of the book of, at the end of the tribulation period, the marriage of the Lamb, of the marriage of the Lamb has taken place already.
Oh, 在七节里面他说, 羔羊婚娶的时候到了，这个在希腊语里面呢，它那个时态是个完成时，也就是说，启示录写到这里到启示录末了的时候呢，羔羊的婚宴已经结束了，已经是过去发生的事情了。And
notice in verse 8 that how she's dressed.
我们看第八节，她是怎么穿，她穿着打扮的。She's
dressed in fine linen. And that fine linen are the righteous acts. In other words, she has been at the judgment seat of Christ, given her reward, and that she is displaying her righteous acts there.
这个细麻衣呢，就是圣徒所行的义，也就是说呢，先有基督台前的审判，他因为他的这个义呢已经得了奖赏，然后在这里呢，他是把这个
So this takes place in heaven, the judgment seat of Christ, the marriage of the Lamb. But there's a couple of other items to deal with. First of all, Revelation chapter 6.
这两件事呢，就是基督台前的审判和羔羊的婚宴，都是发生在天上的。 那同时还有其他的事情要处理，我们看启示录的六章。
Revelation chapter 5, I'm sorry.
不是六章，是五章。
And in Revelation chapter 5, we have the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, who prevails to open the seals.
在五章里面，我们看到，就是这个大卫支派中的狮子。
Because now the Lord Jesus is preparing the world for his coming in glory and power.
主耶稣已经预备好这个地上，已经迎接可以迎接他的在荣耀中得胜中的到来了。
And he is given the right, the only one that was worthy to open the seals, those seals of judgment that God has withheld.
他已经得着了那个权利，是他是那唯一配得的这个权利的人，能够解开这个七印啊，就是展开这书卷，这就是审判的开始了。He
is the rightful heir of all things.
他是那个能够继承万所有事情的那个最合适的、最称职的那个继承人。And
now, after the judgment seat of Christ, after his marriage to the bride, then he takes up his official duties and prepares to establish his kingdom on earth.
所以在基督台前的审判结束后，羔羊的婚宴也结束了以后呢，主耶稣这时候呢，他要开始履行他的职责，他正式的这个身份的职责，他要在地上建立他的国度了。And
in those chapters 4 and 5, we see that there's a company of people that are around that throne, 24 elders.
我们在四章，几书四章五章里面，我们都看到他的 宝座前呢有24个长老。
They're called elders because they now are the ones that are going to be with him in his official duties of reigning over the earth.
这24个长老呢会和他一起执行在地上的这个所神所赐予他的官方的这个职责了。
So the church is pictured in heaven, surrounding the throne. They're going to come with the Lord Jesus Christ.
这24个长老呢就是一个图景代表教会是围绕在基督的宝座前。也是将来和他一起来地上统治的。
So from chapter 5 of Revelation to chapter 19, the church is not mentioned on being on the earth.
所以从启示录的5章一直到19章呢就再也没有提到教会在地上了。
So the first phase is the beginning. That's when Christ comes for the church at the rapture.
所以我们讲完了第一阶段呢就是开头阶段就是主耶稣基督来提他的教会。
The second phase is when he receives his church.
第二个阶段呢就是当他已经接到他的教会以后发生的。
There we see the judgment seat of Christ, the rewards given, and then the marriage of the Lamb, and then see them around the throne as he conducts his final official duties before his return.
这个第二阶段就是我们讲的基督台前的审判奖赏都已经发出去了然后羔羊的婚宴也举行了然后这个教会呢是围绕在他的宝座前和他一起呢他开始履行他的这个正式的职责了在天上的这个授予他的职责了
Now, just a note, those events that take place in heaven, they take place in an eternal sphere of eternity. We can't reckon it in earthly time.
我们要注意的是就刚才说第二阶段这些事情呢是发生在天上它是在一个永恒的范畴里面的我们不能在地上来定义它的时间。
Now, although 7 years occupy the events that are going to take place on earth in heaven. We read that with the Lord is 1,000 years and 1,000 years like a day.
虽然在地上呢是在这个大灾难是在七年当中发生的但是在天上的这个时间很难确定因为我们读到说在神看来千年如一日一日如千年。
The third phase, then, we have the beginning, we have the course of his coming in heaven. Now we have the third phase, which is the manifestation of Christ to the world.
我们现在讲的是第三阶段，就是他向地上的人显明的这个阶段。
It's when he returns to earth in power and glory to reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
他会在荣耀和全能中再来他会成为万王之王万主之主。
The rapture won't be seen by the world.
教会被提呢是 地上的人是看不见的。
But when Christ comes to reign, it says every eye will see him.
但当耶稣再来统治的时候呢他说每一个人的眼睛每一双眼睛都会看见他。
So that's why we call it the manifestation of his coming, or we might say the revelation of him.
所以我们把这个阶段叫做他降临的显明阶段或者说呢他的启示他的阶段。
The book of Revelation is just that, a revealing of him as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords to the entire world.
启示录呢就是这个目的就把他作为万王之王万主之主这个身份向全地的人启示出来。
Now there's the last phase is the climax of his coming.
最后一个阶段呢，就是他降临的高潮阶段。
And his kingdom, when he appears in the third phase and manifests the world, his kingdom will last 1,000 years.
当第三阶段他来到地上显明的时候呢，他的这个国度会持续1000年，就是千禧年。
But then the climax.
然后就到了这个最后的高潮阶段。
The story that is told us in the scripture is that at the end of 1,000 years, Satan is going to be released from the bottomless pit.
圣经告诉我们，在千禧年结束的时候呢，撒旦会从无底坑里被放出来。
And out at the farthest regions of the world, there are going to be people who only paid lip service to the king.
这地上的人呢，是会有一部分人，他们只是在嘴上敬拜这个神，敬拜他们的王的。
They enjoyed the benefits, but they did not love the king.
他们享受这个王给他们的祝福，但是他们却不爱这个王。
And Satan is going to go out and deceive all those people.
然后撒旦会出席到各地去欺骗或者说诱惑这些人。
And they're going to rise up and they're going to surround the great city of Jerusalem on earth.
他们会起来包围这个耶路撒冷这个城，地上的耶路撒冷这个城。
And fire will come down from God out of heaven and destroy them all.
从天上的神那里会降下火来，把他们都毁灭了。
And then comes the climax.
然后高潮就到了。
In Revelation chapter 20 and verse 11 to 15, we read about the great white throne judgment.
然后在启示录的20章的哪一节呢？
The dead are small and great are going to be judged there.
1-15节就是白色大宝座的审判。
You can read that for yourself. You've probably read it many times.
你可以自己读这一段，也可能已经读了很多遍了。
And then, after the great white throne judgment, we read about the Son delivering up that kingdom to the Father. 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
在白色大宝座审判以后呢，我们读到在哥林多前书15章里面读到，圣子就把这个国度呢交给天父。
Chapter 15, verse 22.
22节。
For in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive, but each one in his own order. Christ the first fruits, afterward those who are Christ at his coming. Then comes the end, when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father, when he puts an end to all rule and authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet.
从22读到25节，在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要复活，但个人是按着自己的次序复活，初熟的果子是基督，以后在他来的时候是那些属基督的，再后末期到了，那时基督即将一切执政的、掌权的、有能的都毁灭了，就把国交与父神，因为基督必要做王，等神把一切仇敌都放在他的脚下。
And then we read in verse 28, Now when all things are made subject to him, then the Son himself will also be subject to him who put all things under him, that God may be all and in all.
28节，万物既服了他，那时子也要自己服那万物，叫万物服他的，叫神在万物之上为万物之主。
And last, we have the great day of God, which Peter writes in his second epistle, 2 Peter chapter 3.
我们再看彼得后书的第三章，最后的这个日子就是主的日子。
But the day of the Lord will be complete. It says, the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hasting the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells.
彼得后书的三章十节到十三节，但主的日子要像贼来到一样，那日天必大有响声废去，有形质的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的物都要烧尽了。这一切既然都要如此消化，你们为人该当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔，切切仰望神的日子来到。在那日天被火烧就消化了，有形质的都要被烈火融化，但我们照他的应许盼望新天新地，有义居在其中。
So there's an outline of future events.
所以这个呢就是将来要发生事情的一个概览。
It begins with the rapture of the church.
是从教会被提开始的。
The church in heaven enjoying the benefits of the Savior.The events taking place on earth when the wrath of God is poured out.
然后呢在天上就是教会呢享受神从基督来的一切的祝福，然后在地上呢就是神的愤怒倾倒在地上，是大灾难时期。
And then there will be the manifestation of his personal return when his feet touch the earth.
然后第三个阶段呢就是他主耶稣基督的脚踩在地上的时候，他向地上的人显明的时候。
And the great finale, the great consummation, the climax of all things with the day of God.
然后最后的阶段就是那个大结局、大终局的时候，就是主的日子的那个时候。
So, brothers and sisters, we're not looking for signs. We're listening for the shout. Are you ready?
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们不是看兆头的，我们是等着听那个声那个呼唤的声音的。你准备好了吗？
Next week, the rapture of the church.
下星期我们来讲教会被提。
Mr. Summers, could you just commend us to the Lord and give us a final word if you have?
好，现在我们请第二个长老来。
We should pray then. Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we're thankful that our God promises such wonderful events in the future.
主啊，我们感恩，我们的神应许这未来将要发生这一切美好的事。
As we've considered all the prophecies that we read about events happening in the past, they all came true in a very literal way.According to your promises.
我们读到以前的先知的预言呢，有些已经完全的按照字面的意思应验了。
And so we have every confidence that these future promises of blessing in the future will also come true.
所以我们因此也特别的确信，这些关于将来的预言以及关于将来的祝福也都会实现的。
But Lord, these are all exciting times we've read about. And there are times when our blessed Lord Jesus Christ will be proclaimed to be the glorious Lamb of God in all his wonder and beauty.
主啊，我们读到这样的时刻真的是让我们特别的高兴，那就是我们的主耶稣终于可以被称为这个荣耀的神的羔羊了。
And Lord, we're very humbled to realize that the love of this great and glorious Lord Jesus Christ has been extended to us.
主啊，我们特别的谦卑的感恩啊，这个主耶稣基督这荣耀的主耶稣基督爱居然延伸到了我们的身上。
We acknowledge we don't deserve his blessings today, how much less would we deserve his blessings in those coming great and glorious days.
那今天给我们的祝福， 我们尚且觉得不配得，何况他将来要给我们如此大的祝福呢？我们就更不配得了。
But we're so thankful that these days are going to be glorious, and we're thankful of the Lord Jesus Christ's love for us, and the fact that he has now extended to us the hope of our enjoying his blessing and glory in that day ahead.
主，我们感谢我们感谢主他为我们预备了如此美好的未来，让我们可以跟他一起分享这盼望，这喜乐。
And so, Lord, we're just giving thanks. We thank you for all the wonders into which you will bring us.
主，我们真的非常高兴你会带我们进入一切未来这些奇妙的美好当中。
Lord, may each of us simply trust the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior in order that we might be saved.
主，我们真的盼望所有的人都能够信靠耶稣基督做他们的救主，这样我们才能够得救。
We remember, Lord, the words of the apostle, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved.
我们还记得使徒保罗的话说，你们当信主耶稣，你们就能够得救。
So we thank you that it's so simple. We thank you that it is so wonderful. We thank you that it has been offered to us.
我们感谢这得救的方法如此简单，又是如此的奇妙。感谢您把这个赐给我们。
Lord, may each of us say, I choose to believe you. I decide now.To follow Jesus.
我们盼望每个人都说，我选择相信你，我现在就决定跟随你，耶稣。
So Lord, again, thanks for this evening.
主，我们再次的为今天晚上感恩。
And thanks for the promise of good news in the weeks to come.
我们也为这未来一周的这个好消息的应许感谢你。
And thanks for the Bible from which all our foundations are built.
你们也为圣经，这是我们一切的基石，都建造在这建造在这基石之上的。
And we give thanks now and praise and pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样的感恩和祷告都是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you.